It's back again. We thought it was dead, but it's back. It always comes back.
Everybody. So today we're going to offer a little tidbit of information, believe it or not. I'm walking around here. What is the difference between a coffin and a casket? What is the deal between coffins and caskets? And really, this seems to be something that it's like, oh, the only people who give a shit about this are people who are way too into this stuff. But they're basically used, you know, most of us don't really think of them as being different, right? We're just kind of like, yeah, whatever. It's fucking shit that your corpse goes in. But it turns out there is a slight difference between a coffin and a casket, which I will share with you presently. Do you like how I'm building the suspense? Keeping this suspenseful? So here's the deal. Excuse me. So in North America, a coffin refers specifically to a hexagonal funerary box that is somewhat tapered to fit the human body, wider at the shoulder and narrower down by the feet. And a casket was originally a term to describe an ornamental box used to hold jewelry or other precious items. And there you go. So they made boxes. Now, here's something that's interesting. For one thing, the word casket didn't have the negative connotation that was associated with coffin. Once upon a time. Once closed, the rectangular shape was found to be more comforting to mourners than a container shaped like a human body. Oh, good. I guess so. I mean, it's hard to say, right? Like, Is that really the upsetting part? You're like, oh, it's kind of tapered down, so it is reminiscent of the human form. But let me put it like this. Coffin. I've noticed that many places I've been, the bathtub is shaped like a coffin and not so much a casket. Casket, basically just a box. Coffin, wider at the shoulders. You know, that typical, if you were going to make a cardboard cutout of a coffin so that people would know what the fuck it was, you'd make it a coffin, not a casket. Here's a weird thing, though. There's a this is an Australian funeral home, and it does say caskets are rectangular in shape and are usually constructed of better quality timbers and feature higher standards of workmanship, which I think is weird, because it's like, so just the standard size, the standard sort of rectangular box is the more expensive version. What? I thought this was kind of hilarious. However, to spend so much that it would mean financial difficulty for those left behind would be misguided. And then as I was kind of stumbling around, I found that this funeral home has, I'm just going to call them what they are, hilarious coffins. They call them unique, but they've got ones that are just like covered in stock photos. One is like covered on all, and these are all 360 designs. It's like a vehicle wrap for your coffin. And so one is like succulents, right? Roses, sunflowers. There's one that has lorikeets on it peering out from the side, which that's weird. Here's a leopard print one. That just seems very questionable to me. Here's one where you're buried in one that's got jelly beans on it, which I'm sort of opposed to because the jelly beans are giant. They're like the size of my forearm instead of being actual size. Can you imagine, like, you go to a funeral and you have no idea this is coming, and they bring out the casket and it's fucking leopard print, wouldn't you be like, what in the actual fuck? There's one made to look like checker plating, like the grip plating that's on the inside of like the bed of a truck. And one that's painted to look like corrugated rusty iron. Landscapes, hot air balloons, the Sydney Opera House, and the Harbor Bridge. That's nice. Field of lavender. Here's just like a beach. Here's sand and water. Here's under the water. Surf rescue, where the top is like a surfboard, I guess. There's like a pirate ship. One looks like a fly fishing basket. One is a cup of coffee and coffee beans, which I'm like 99% sure my library uses for their library cards. This same stock photo. There's a star galaxy. There's one with a semi-truck, and on the top it says, still truckin', which I don't agree with. One is like a road case for a guitar or something, and it says fragile. That's funny. Horse racing. Lawn bowling, Australian rules football, and then there's like rugby team ones, which is hilarious. I know we talked before on this show about the Dimebag Darrell's coffin being in a Kiss coffin and that being hilarious, but I don't know. I think being buried in a rugby coffin might be more hilarious. Now here's some. Okay, Freemason antique. Or a Freemason Royal Blue. There's a couple Freemason coffins. I'm like, maybe I should get buried in that shit. And people will, if someone digs me up, they'll be like, ugh, I'm thinking twice about that. You can also get a custom image put on there, like personalized. And that'll run you about $3,000. I don't know. It's kind of strange, right? Like, these are sort of, I think the cheapest one on here, the Wayfarer, is $1,990. Oh, no, sorry. Stockman is $1,890. That looks like it's made out of an old fucking fence. And I would be nervous about it falling apart before we got someone in the grave. I'd be like, so the pallbearer part, let's not do that up on the shoulder because I think this body is going to come fucking rolling out on me. And I'm not really into it. Not really looking to have that happening to me. At the fucking funeral. That seems outrageous. Doesn't it? Doesn't that seem like a bad idea? So there you go. You learned something today. You learn something every day when you listen to this podcast. Every day, I guess. But this one's actually a piece of information you can use to annoy people. And isn't that a powerful thing? Isn't that all what we really want information for? See you tomorrow.
Goddamn ones. Now you're Steve Frodo. He numbers Velocity. Devil off.